When your horse heads into the barn for cooler weather, so does the stink. Bye-bye odor doesn't just mask smells, it breaks down ammonia and bad odors with real science. Fresher stalls, healthier lungs, happier horses. Get yours at spalding-labs.com. For a limited time, new members can save 20% on any U.S. Rider membership during our Black Friday promotion with code BFUSR25. Just go to usrider.org and enter code BFUSR25.
All the articles you have come to love in Equus Magazine are now available in this podcast, Equus on Audio. Each article is released as its own separate episode to make them quick and easy to listen to. Search Equus on Audio to subscribe on your favorite podcast player, and you'll never miss an article.
This article was posted on March 31st, 2025. It was written by Christine Barakat with Melinda Freckleton, DVM, and is titled, Are Ear Plaques Better Left Alone? If you find small, white, crusty spots, called oral or ear plaques, in your horse's ears, resist the urge to pick or scrape them off. These wart-like growths are nothing to worry about, and your efforts to remove them are likely to do more harm than good. The growths are most likely oral plaques, also known as papillary acanthoma or ear papillomas. They are caused by one of several strains of papilloma virus spread by flies. Typically, both ears are affected, and while the pale, crusty patches may look unpleasant, they usually don't cause the horse discomfort. On the other hand, attempts to scrape away these crusts will likely be painful for your horse and may end up making him head shy. What's more, if you manage to remove the plaques, they will probably just return. If, however, the plaques crack and bleed, or if they seem to bother your horse, ask your veterinarian how the situation can be managed. Fitting your horse with ear covers when insects are most active may prevent the spread of plaques and keep them from becoming irritated. In addition, covering the growths with soothing cream, such as zinc oxide, may reduce discomfort. Your veterinarian may recommend using the topical immune modulating medication Imiquimod, but this treatment protocol is labor-intensive and expensive, so it's typically reserved for extreme cases.